how to outpace inflation and have it work for you instead of against you. Next on Three Dimensional Wealth Radio.
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio with New York Times best-selling author and your host, Doug Andrew.
This is Doug Andrew speaking to you, our incredible national audience, from our three-dimensional wealth studios nestled at the base of the majestic Rocky Mountains. This show is about empowering you, people and organizations that want to optimize their assets, minimize taxes, and empower their authentic wealth. Well, folks, I hope you've been having your ear to the ground, so to speak, and you don't have your head in the sand, but you are understanding the negative impact of inflation right now because it's all over the news. And it never ceases to amaze me how government seems to downplay it. And even President Biden said, oh, well, what was it in August? We had 0% inflation anyway during the summer for that month, meaning it didn't go up that single month. But compared to the gas and groceries, haircuts, golf green fees that you would have purchased a year earlier, inflation was still, based upon the consumer price index, at least 8%, 9% higher. And so it just amazes me how they try to buy their way out of a recession by spending more money. And all they did was change the name of the legislation to Inflation Reduction Act. And all of a sudden they get more politicians buy in. And I'm going to be shocked to see if this reduces inflation, even though they just throw it out there, thinking that the low-information voters, as Rush Limbaugh would call them, just sort of go along with whatever rhetoric politicians say in order to maintain control of Congress or whatever. Now, this is not a political agenda on this show, but when you print way more money, okay, than you really need in the circulation of money, the value of those dollars go down. That's economics 101. But let me talk about how you can have inflation work for you instead of against you. And if you've been listening, they have said in the last few weeks, hey, look at us. You are going to receive the biggest raise in your Social Security benefits, you retirees, than you've ever received in more than 40 years. Please thank us for this. Now, what was it? 8.3%. And yes, that is the biggest raise, and that's the Consumer Price Index. But as I've said many times on this show, if you take the CPI, Consumer Price Index, which they're stating now is 8.3% inflation rate, you need to triple that in order to arrive at the actual real cost of living increase. And I'm going to explain that here in just a moment. But let's just go back to the CPI of 8.3%. You know what's interesting about that? 8.3% is 1/12, exactly 1/12 of 100%. So let me put this in another light that I heard someone else comment on this on Fox. Could you give up one entire month of your income voluntarily to the government right now? Could you just say, yep, you can have another month? Now, see, most Americans, they realize that between federal tax and state income tax, 41 out of 50 states has a state income tax, that most Americans work probably 3 or 4 months of the year in a 33% tax bracket. The first 4 months of 12 months, you basically are working for the government because in a 33% tax bracket, they get a third and they're first in line. They have first position lien on your assets, so to speak. And now what's going on with inflation and printing of money, we call it the hidden tax. The president and the legislation that's been passed has basically added another month where the government gets money because 8.3% is 1/12 of a year, And what the government has basically been doing is getting another month of your income to cover their spending habits. And so an 8.3% inflation rate means, yep, you're actually giving up an entire another month of income in order to make ends meet. And so the break-even point for many Americans is going to be 5 months into 12 months of a year before now you're making money for yourself to buy gas and groceries, prescriptions and golf green fees. Is this making sense? And so that's how serious it is, even at 8.3%. Now, let's go into a little conversation here, this segment and next segment, on how you can combat this inflation rate. But when we talk about inflation, I remember here a couple of years ago when it hit like 4.3%. And when that happened, CNBC, Bloomberg, Fox, Forbes, MarketWatch, the New York Times, you know, set off an alarm. Inflation is 4.3%. And everybody was panicking. Again, it was triple that. Well, last year, they gave Social Security recipients about a 5.6 or thereabout increase. This year it's 8.3%, and they're thumping themselves on the chest. Look, we're heroes. We're out for you. We're watching out for you. Now, what happened back in the 1980s? I started as a financial strategist and retirement planning specialist in 1974. Shortly after that, of course, Jimmy Carter took over, and that's when we hit double-digit inflation before Reagan came in 1980 and had to put reins on that. Now, when we hit double-digit inflation, I remember when inflation hit 10%, I was earning on my favorite financial vehicle, Universal Life, 15.5%. I've been very fortunate to be able to link my returns to the things that inflate. So I've always been able to earn a rate of return of at least 5.5% greater than the inflation rate. Inflation, I don't like it any more than you do, but it doesn't hurt me. It actually helps me. And I'll talk about that more here in a few minutes in the next segment. But when Carter sort of caused that, the federal government realized they could not afford to pay Social Security recipients the actual cost of living increase. And so they changed the way they report inflation. It used to be they compared year to year the same basket of goods or services, apples to apples, and they changed it to apples to oranges, so to speak, so that they can actually compare the price of an 8-ounce filet mignon steak last year to 8 ounces of hamburger this year, so to speak, and they do it. So if you Google the actual consumer price index and you look at the actual cost of living increase versus the CPI, the way the government reports it, there's this huge gap, this difference. And the actual rate of inflation since 1981 has been about 3 times more than the actual CPI that they report. So when they report 3% inflation, it's really been 9. If they report 5 or 6% inflation, like last year, it's really 15 to 18%. Now they're reporting 8.3%. Well, it's really 24 to 27% or higher. And people understand this. You don't have to just accept, oh, inflation's only 8.3. Well, why is gasoline at this station 50% higher than it was, or double? You know, I sort of chuckled when Biden, when he was in Oregon and California, said, oh, $7 a gallon gasoline is common in California. Oh, really? Come on. And so we see it when we buy used cars or homes or prescriptions or eggs. Eggs are up 50%. But see, when you average everything, inflation is usually about 3 times whatever the government says it is. And so let's see what that means to you. If you understand rule of 72 math, that means you divide whatever rate of return you're earning on an investment into the number 72, and it tells you how fast your money will double. So at 7.2%, your money doubles every 10 years. So let's say you started out with $125,000 one time. It will double to $250,000 in 10 years. In another 10 years, in year 20, it'll be worth $500,000. And in year 30, it'll be worth $1 million. So let's say you have $1 million nest egg now, and you are earning 7.2%. You could theoretically pull out $72,000 a year without depleting principal. Are you with me? Well, in a combined federal and state income tax bracket of 33%, you're going to pay a third of $72,000, $24,000 in tax, and you're only going to net $48,000 a year or $4,000 a month to buy gas and groceries. Well, folks, let's calculate inflation using the rule of 72. Inflation at 5% into 72 means the cost of living doubles in 15 years. That means $4,000 a month will only buy what $2,000 a month buys today in 15 years. Well, we're talking about inflation much greater than 5%. At 10% inflation, the cost of living doubles every 7.2 years. Inflation, let's just say 15%. 15 into the rule of 72 means the cost of living doubles every 4.8 years, meaning in less than 5 years, you're going to need $8,000 a month to buy what $4,000 a month bought last year. In 10 years, you're going to need $16,000 a month to buy what $4,000 a month bought last year. Can your retirement nest egg handle that?
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio. This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio.
How do you link your investment returns to the things that inflate? Well, welcome back to Three Dimensional Wealth Radio. This is Doug Andrew. If you're just joining us, in the previous segment, I was talking about how to outpace inflation, have it work for you instead of against you. But I was framing it so that you understand the negative impact of inflation, because some people sort of have their head in the sand and they just go about their daily living. But the Consumer Price Index is what they report the inflation rate is, and they changed the way they compute inflation. They did it twice back in the 1980s because they couldn't afford to pay Social Security recipients the actual cost of living increase. So they change how they calculate inflation, comparing apples to oranges, steak last year to hamburger this year, so to speak. And so I always snicker when they come out and say, oh, look, we're heroes. We're giving Social Security recipients the biggest raise in the last 40 years, 8.3% raise, because that's the inflation rate. And I go, come on. People are smarter than that. They go to the gas pump. They go to get prescriptions. They go out and buy eggs or used cars or houses. And they go, what? This isn't just 8% increase. It is more like 25, 30%, 50%. So you can just triple whatever the government tells you the inflation rate is. When they report 8.3%, it's really 24 to maybe 30% increase. But just going back to their number, 8.3%, I was saying in the previous segment, that's 1/12, okay, of 100%, which is 1 month. And I try to help you understand, can you give up another month of your income to the government? They already take 3 or 4 months with taxes. Inflation is a hidden tax. And so now they basically taken another month of your income away because of printing too much money, causing inflation. So to make ends meet, now it takes 4 or 5 months before you start having money for yourself, because the government is taking it out in taxes and inflation directly or indirectly. And so I'm here to empower you. So in this segment, listen close, I'm going to explain as simply as possible how you can link your investment returns to the things that inflate. As I mentioned in the previous segment, I don't like inflation any more than you probably do, but it doesn't hurt me. It helps me. So how do you do this? I'm amazed how many financial advisors don't know how to do this. They just tell their clients, hang in there. And the market drops 30 or 40% and people lose. And that's what's been happening. That's why so many 401ks now are called 401 kaputs or 201ks, because people have lost 20, 30, 40% in the value of their 401ks the last couple of years. This is going to hurt a lot of people. You need to have strategies, especially during your golden years, where you're immune from taxes, inflation, and market volatility. That's what we teach in our educational events, how to make your money immune from taxes, inflation and market volatility. Now, I'll explain how you can come and learn how to do that. We're zeroing in on the second big danger, inflation, right now. Now, the way that I've always done this is to link my returns to the things that inflate. So the things out there that are inflating, what's inflating? Food, eggs, like I've said, used cars, housing, prescription drugs. So it would behoove you to have your money linked to the things that are going up in price so that you actually benefit, so that you're staying ahead or at least keep up with inflation. But I don't like to just keep up with inflation. I like to outpace it. This is how I have done it, and I've taught many thousands of people how to do this. That's why we teach these educational events. When you link your returns, linking means you are linking the return you get on your investments to whatever the market does. And the market, if you're diversified into the things that inflate, you're going to benefit when those things go up in price because you're linked to those returns. But linking means this: your money is not actually at risk in the market. You do not have your money in the S&P 500 or the Dow Jones. You're linking your returns to when the market goes up, you get to benefit. You get to be credited with whatever the market does, maybe up to a cap of 12% or 16% or 25%, maybe no cap. Okay, there's a fee if you have no cap, and I'll explain that in just a moment. But you're protected when the market crashes because we have market volatility. You may not make anything during that year, but you don't lose like most people do. In 2008, most people lost 40% for the second time in a decade, and it took 5 years until 2012 to make back the money they lost. It was about 4 years to 5 years before people made back the money they lost in just one single year in 2008. Our clients, using a linking indexed universal life insurance contract, did not lose one dime in 2008. They were cheering. The first 90 days of 2009, many of them locked in gains of 16% tax-free after not losing a penny in 2008. In 2012, many of our clients ended up with 2.5 to 3 times the amount they started with in 2000, the year 2000. Most Americans, we call it the lost decade, they were barely back to break even because they were linking, our clients were linking their returns using indexing. Indexing is not an indexed fund. Okay, a lot of advisors think I'm talking about an index mutual fund. No, if your money was invested in an indexed fund of the S&P 500, you would have lost up to 40% twice in the Great Recession. No, by linking your returns, your money is participating when the market goes up because the insurance company is using the interest on your money. If you have $1 million nest egg, they can't take your $1 million and put it at risk in the market. They're taking the interest they're earning on your million. Most people were earning, let's say, 5% during that Great Recession. That's $50,000. And they're buying upside options in case the market goes up. And that gave the insurance company the wherewithal to credit our clients with 8%, 12%, 16%, and 25%. But if the market crashes, those options expire worthless, but you still have your $1 million because your million is not invested at risk in the market. I want you to come and learn about this because you're going to be left in the dust if you don't understand this. This is called linking your returns to the S&P or the market without your money actually at risk in the market, so that when the market goes down, you don't lose. You may not make anything, but you don't lose. And as Will Rogers once said, people get more concerned about the return of their money than the return on their money when things go south. And so how does this play out in real life? Okay, you ready? I mentioned back in the early 1980s when we had double-digit inflation, my serious cash was placed in universal life. I maximum funded this, and I was earning between 11 and 15%. I was netting within 1%. If I earned 11, I netted 10. If I earned 16, I netted 15. And so when inflation was 10%, I was earning 15.5%. Now, through the years, whenever the interest rate started to come down, in 1997 is when indexed universal life came out. And so in 1998, the next year, I locked in gains of 21.98%. I outpaced inflation big time. Well, what about here recently? In 2017, many of our clients locked in gains of 25% tax-free because of inflation and the printing of money that started. Well, what about here recently? Now, whenever there's anxiety, that spells opportunity. And so we had many clients who had money in max-funded indexed universal life in the year 2020. Well, what happened in March of 2020? COVID-19. And so many of our savvy advisors told their clients to link for 1 year to a 1 year point-to-point with no cap. Now, we usually don't tell people to do that because they'll subtract 5% off of your rate of return. Well, the chance of the market rebounding after that 30% drop in the market in March of 2020 was really great. Sure enough, 1 year later in March of 2021, the market was up 66.33%. Subtract 5% fee, they netted 61.33%. I don't care if inflation was 15 or 25%, we outpaced inflation.
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio.